Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. To prepare for the third week of Advent starting this Sunday, the interim leader of our Asian American Pacific Islander Association, Kirk Yamaguchi, will be sharing a devotion he has prepared on the theme of joy from Philippians 4, verses 4 through 5. It will be followed by the song This Joy from Vineyard Worship. Let's listen in.
Welcome to today's Advent podcast on joy. My name is Kirk Yamaguchi. I am privileged to be a part of the leadership team of Vineyard's Asian American Pacific Islanders Association. Whew, that's a mouthful. You know, I grew up in Denver, Colorado, in a Japanese American family that was essentially secular in thought and practice. So Christmas was limited to a time to give presents, watch football, and get together for some turkey and great Japanese food. I think you really haven't experienced joy until you've eaten some turkey with various pickings of sushi. You know, my parents are 95 and 94 and still live in the home I grew up in. And I'm convinced the secret to longevity is soy sauce and wasabi. My Korean friends would add to that some kimchi, and I would probably have to agree with them. But the joy from these experiences, pleasant as they were, are different than the joy we're focusing on during Advent. The previous is merely happiness that is based on our circumstances that are positive and loving. So let's take a deeper dive into the joy that is celebrated during the third week of Advent. In Luke 2:10, we hear that the angel who visited the terrified shepherds in the field outside of Bethlehem, they said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." And then the angel added that the good news was the Savior. Yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, in verse 11. So Jesus, our Savior, the Messiah, the promised deliverer of Israel that was spoken of by the Jewish prophets, is the Lord. He's the King that has come to rule and reign in the world. Essentially, embracing Jesus in our hearts is where true joy comes from. It's by receiving the gift of Jesus, our saving King, into our hearts. This is where true, lasting, and eternal joy can be found. This morning, I skimmed through the captions in the news. There were stories about the devastating war in Israel, articles about the man that was behind the tragic mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine, stories about the political division in our country that reveals itself through hateful comments. Then I think about the brokenness in the world that agencies like Convoy of Hope step into every day to bring God's compassion. Now, one man called me literally a couple days ago and told me he was caught in Hurricane Otis while vacationing in Acapulco, Mexico, and he was distraught over the depth of devastation he witnessed there. Yet, he was disappointed that there was very limited airtime on the news in the U.S. about it. So he wanted to know how he could connect his friends and associates to Convoy of Hope to help bring a sense of joy into the people's lives in Acapulco that lost everything. I mean, how do they find any sense of joy this Christmas when their homes have been left in rubble? I'm also quite aware that many of you that are listening to this podcast today are struggling to find any semblance of joy. You may be facing great discouragement in your ministry right now. Maybe your marriage is on life support and you're longing for any sense of joy and love in your marriage to return. Perhaps you're facing a physical or mental health issue that has you struggling in great pain. Or maybe you're dreading the Christmas holidays because it highlights the loss of a loved one that's not going to be with you. So joy at times can seem to slip through our fingers. You know, I can't help but think of what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4. While he was in prison, mind you, he wrote, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. And then he says, remember, the Lord is coming soon. Man, what a powerful reminder that true joy is only found in the Lord, in Jesus, and only in Jesus, and through his presence and love dwelling within us. Isn't that the wonder of the gospel of the kingdom? Through Jesus living and reigning within our hearts. That is what Advent can do for us. It reminds us to invite Jesus and his love to reign and rule in our hearts. So in the midst of pain, suffering, and loss, as we live in a world that is impacted by the effects of sin, we can rejoice. We can find joy. And the key is that we don't lose sight of where we're going. Paul exhorts us to remember that the Lord is coming soon, so we can find true joy, the joy that the world can't take away from us, in celebrating that Jesus, the Savior, has come into the world over 2,000 years ago in the city of David, Bethlehem. Then we can find joy in embracing Jesus within our hearts and ask for his love to dwell within us and transform us to be like him. And finally, we find joy in hope, in knowing that Jesus is coming back again to finally restore his kingdom in fullness in the world. Then all sin, then all evil, and then all hatred will be abolished forever. And man, I look forward to that day. So the Lord be with you this Christmas season and fill your heart with great joy. May the peace of Christ dwell within you all. Merry Christmas, friends.
Won't have the final say. Still those are empty threats of yesterday. I'm waking up. I belong.
Take it away. This joy I have, the world didn't give, nothing can take.